Hello.
Hello, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Buildings Commission reconstituted and newly convened Hurricane Research Advisory Committee meeting of today, January 13th, 2020. So the first order of business is to kind of review our teleconference participation process, introduce those in the room, and actually I'll do a roll call and then introduce those in the room. Let's do the roll call first, because then if we don't have a quorum, then there's not really any point. Okay, Joe Belcher, are you here? Joe? All right, David.
I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner Compton, David, are you on?
Here.
Very good. I understand that Eric Stafford is here for Ann Cope. Eric?
I'm here.
All right, Mark Mickelson?
Here.
Craig Perino? Craig? All right. Bud Plishich from FEMA? Plish? Bud? All right. Angela Shadle? All right. Commissioner Schiffer, Brad?
I'm here.
Jeffrey Schnellman? All right. Commissioner Schock, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oops. Put the wrong mark. Okay. Vince Seha? Vince?
Present. Online.
All right. And Commissioner Swope, Brian?
I'm here.
All right. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 8 members of 13, so we have a quorum. Let me just double check on missing members. Is Craig Perino on? Or Bud Plishich? Or Jeffrey Schnellman? Or Angela Shadle? All right, so we have 8 members. We have a quorum. So let's go ahead. So
Jeff, one thing quick. The meeting ID on the agenda is incorrect. It's saying 553. It should be 533. So if people are just calling in, there might be a problem there.
Okay, I'll let Jim take a look at that. Thanks for letting us know, Brad.
If you click the link on it, it'll work.
Jim said that the numbers, if you click the link, though, it will work. But it might be problematic for somebody who's just doing the numbers, is what you're saying. Okay, thanks. Tom's going to make a couple calls just to make sure. All right, so let's go ahead and then introduce those who are here in the room.
Jim Hammers, Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
Dick Wilhelm, representing Schwenko Windows and Doors.
Mom and Donnie.
And I'm Jeff Blair, and Tom Campbell is here as well. So our process for the teleconference process is pretty straightforward. Be aware of background noises. If you're using a speaker, it can transmit through into the and create a lot of static. You know, be aware of background noises, extra phone calls on your cell phone. If you're using a speaker, just be aware of that. And also, don't put your phones on hold. Put them on mute if you're not speaking to prevent background noise. And wait till you're called on to speak. Everybody who wants to speak will have an opportunity. So that's the basic piece of it. Jim, what would you like to do in terms of, do you want to review the agenda and approval? Do you want me to do that? Your choice.
Jeff, just to let you know, I just called Angela. She's calling in. She had the 553 problem.
Okay, great.
So hopefully she'll be with us in just a second.
Okay.
But why don't you go ahead and run the meeting since you have everything in front of you there?
Okay, sure. So today's agenda is to first talk about the charge and scope of the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee. I'll do a little brief overview on the commission's process, which is applicable to all of your committees and tasks. Justin's going to do a little sunshine piece. I think Mo's going to review the charge and scope. So we'll do that, and then what we're going to do is take a look at some of the ongoing research projects that are related to wind and water intrusion, and then we're going to get a list of talk about some of the projects that are available on research, and the FEMA MAT reports, and really it's just kind of an orientation. Here's what we have, here's what's going on, and then we can discuss next steps at the end of that. So if there aren't any questions, is there then a motion to approve the agenda as posted? Say your name, please, when you make the motion and second.
Compton, move to approve.
Vince Aha, second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Has any member joined us who didn't or was not here for roll call? We're still looking for Craig.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, John Cliff is just trying to get in. He's having trouble as well.
Okay. Is there any way you can let him know that if he just goes to the link, it will go on, or what's the number change?
533.
It should be.
The link should take him straight in.
Yeah, the link will take you in, but if you're just trying to dial it in, the code should be 553, I guess. 533, not 553. So 533-378-925. So it's just instead of 553, it's 533. But the link actually works, but if you're actually just trying to dial the number, then you'd have to dial the correct number. And I think Tom's making a few calls. We're trying to make sure everybody knows that. But Eric, could you let her know?
Yeah, I'm letting. I just texting him right now. He's trying to get on, but he had the wrong link number or access code number.
Yeah, it should be 533 378-925. That's the difference. The link is correct, but the number isn't. So if you hit the link, it works. If you try to dial it, you'll need to correct it. All right. So I think we're ready for Mo to kind of review the scope, and I'll review the process, and Justin, the Sunshine Law.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Medani. And the scope and of charge and responsibility is kind of similar to what already was the scope of charge and responsibility for the prior Hurricane Research Advisory Committee. One thing that really the committee or the expectation is that, first of all, is to review an acceptance of ongoing research project relating to hurricane protections. As stated on the agenda, you see we have three research projects ongoing that's related to hurricane protections, or actually research issues that from lesson learned from damage experienced through prior hurricanes. So those three research projects, they would mainly, as you see, there's ongoing. We will be receiving the interim report on those research projects between March and April, and the final report would be due mid-June. So you will be really charged with reviewing the research work and providing your recommendation for acceptance of the research projects and providing comments on the work, whether the interim report or the final report. Another thing that with regard to charge and responsibility is identification of a future research and development essential to hurricane projects protections. So every year we get certain level of funding to fund research projects related to hurricane protections. So you will be asked to really provide a potential research project that you feel like should be conducted, and those will go to the commission for approval. Normally we wait until June to do that. This time, as you see, we will have this items on the future agendas so that we will continue to collect potential research projects in a timely manner. The other thing that we'll be looking for this committee to help with if there is normally during the code change process for updating the Florida Building Code, a lot of the times code changes are submitted. That's really for the purpose of enhancing the structural requirements of the code or for the purpose of mainly hurricane protection. Those code changes, we tried to really funnel those through the committee for feedback and maybe providing technical documentation in support of these code changes. The other things that we will be making available to you, as you see from the agenda, other research projects that is conducted by other entities such as FEMA and so on, or damage assessment, and to see if, you know, and rely on you to provide for a need of an issue that's in need of studies and research. But that's really, I see what is really your charge and responsibilities, and also those are, if you see on the agenda, in the bottom of the agenda, there is a list, or actually the summary of the scope and responsibility for the committee. Any question on that?
Anybody have any questions on the scope and purpose of the committee? Okay, thank you, Mo. So most of you are familiar with the process, so I'm not going to, you know, spend too much time on this. There's a document that's attached that you can see called Work Group Consensus Process. Basically, the Affordable Building Commission has a series of committees, TAC, technical advisory committees, ad hocs, and program oversight committees, as well as committees like this and work groups, to provide recommendations back to the commission on topical relevant issues. So in this case, water and wind intrusion issues and hurricane research is what Mo described, the basic scope. And so what the commission is looking for is for this group to, as Mo talked about, reviewing documents and providing recommendations back to the commission. And the commission's process requires, as do all of their work groups, with the exception of when we're doing tax or doing code modification work, is a 75% favorable. We try to get 100% and generally do, but it's a consensus process. We allow everybody's perspective to be at the table to talk it through. We have an orderly sequencing of speaking, raising hands, you know, listening to learn, listening to understand. And some of the guiding principles of our members is that they try to work together collaboratively and seek to understand and respect different perspectives even when they don't agree, but they try to understand each other. And then they work to build consensus on recommendations, as I mentioned, that would be submitted to the commission. We have a set of policies and procedures, which is the same policy and procedures that the commission has adopted, you know, in 1999 that we still use. And you as committee members, one of your charges is to try to bring to the table the perspectives of not yourself, not your individual businesses or organizations, but the larger stakeholder constituency that you represent. Each of you represents a broader group of people, and to the extent that you're able to talk to other people and bring information back, that's helpful. So nobody's representing themselves or their individual businesses or associations, but the broader stakeholder interests that each of you bring to the table, whether it's, you know, code services or engineering or product manufacturers, federal agencies, et cetera, architects, local government, all the different facets. So I think that's a quick overview. You have that there, and pretty much, you know, we go through our processes like we've done for the past 21 years. Does anybody have any questions on the process? Has any TAC committee member joined the call that didn't respond to email, either Craig, Bud, Angela, or Jeffrey?
Yes, John Plissett with FEMA Region 4 joined you. Thank you for sending the update.
Great. Thanks, John. Anybody else? So that leaves Craig, Angela, and Jeffrey.
Angela was in.
Jeffrey's on the call.
Okay. Very good.
Angela Sabella is here.
Angela as well. So the only one we're missing now is Craig. Craig, are you on the call? All right. Well, we have all but one member on the call, so that's a good showing. We have pretty much all the interests at the table. I'm going to ask Justin Vogel, our esteemed legal counsel, to provide you the committee with a review of the Sunshine Law.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, committee members.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you a very basic outline of what the Sunshine Law requires. And essentially what it requires is that any discussion or communications between committee members pertaining to any matter which may foreseeably come before the committee for action occur at a public noticed meeting like we're having right now. This applies to communications occurring through telephone, text, any kind of written correspondence of any kind, email. In a nutshell, all communications with your fellow committee members about anything related to committee business needs to occur here at the meeting or at a publicly noticed meeting. If you need to disseminate any materials to other committee members in advance of the meeting, then we would prefer that you allow staff to do it. You could communicate with Mr. Madani or Mr. Campbell or myself just to help us ensure that no prohibited communications occur. I would note that this only applies to your communications with other committee members. You can still communicate with interested parties, you can communicate with members of the public, but any kind of communication between yourselves about something that the committee will take action on needs to occur here in the Sunshine where the public can hear it and have input on it. Are there any questions for me?
All right. Thanks, Justin. Okay, so we've gone through agenda items 1 through 3, and now we're on 4, the review of current and ongoing research projects related to wind and water intrusion. Mo.
Yeah. This is Mo Madani. A number of the members that's now on the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee, as you recall, these research projects that approved by the commission to be conducted this physical year. As you see, there is three major ones. Phase two, mainly of the siting projects, which is really will focus on conducting experimental studies using vinyl siting pressure test chamber that has been built in project phase one for the purpose of identification of the effect of varying load on pressure distributions on vinyl siding wall system. That's the scope of work, as you see, is attached to the agenda for more information. The second project is the water intrusion project. This project is mainly is a feasibility study looking at how the water intrusion through the building envelope could be evaluated and come up maybe to come up with a scheme or a design approach to it. So that's really kind of it's a feasibility study we're hoping that we'll be able to come up with a scope of work for phase two of this project under this approach. The third project is mainly to look at additional data that's collected through hurricane damage, and it tried to enhance the data so that we have a more significant database for data collected through hurricane damage. So it's more of a, we expect to look at about 400 to 450 houses that we can add to our database. The other things they will be looking at the damage assessment and the influence on modular buildings, then also looking at FEMA recovery advisory reports and see if there is anything there that need to be further reviewed and looked at for further research. The other thing under item number 5 is, as you see, there is a review list of available research projects relating to wind and water intrusion. For the last few years, and actually as published under our on our website under publications, we have documented all the research project that we have done throughout the years, including those that are hurricane related. As you see, we have listed here a number of these research projects. Recently, we have finished a project called Enhanced Construction Option, which is available now, was finalized recently, December 2019. We done a project with FIU, the sea level rise. The phase one of the siting project was done June 2019. Final report on which is really damage assessments in this case. We have a final report for Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Irma, and also Hurricane Matthew. Also, in addition, we have posted some a research project that done by the FEMA MAT reports, which also mirror what you have done with regard to damage assessments and all that. And those are available for just for your review. And we will continue to mainly make available to you any relevant research project that come through. Any question on this?
Anybody have any questions on?
Yeah, Mr. Moderator, this is Mark Michelson. Have the project teams been assigned for the first two projects that are listed under ongoing?
Has been assigned, yeah, that has been contracted for, and University of Florida at this point, the project being executed at this point.
But have they named the members that will help participate in both those projects? Are those publicly known yet?
It's my understanding David is working on that at this point.
Okay. Do you anticipate when he would have that information ready, Mo?
Not really, but I'll be glad to get in touch with him and see when exactly he will have the list or the members. I know he's working
great
on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other?
I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. This is John Plissage with FEMA Region 4. We are going to be having another MAT report coming out on Hurricane Michael. It's not out yet. We hope to have it out in February, but there's upwards of 30 recommendations in there as well, and a lot of those have to do with codes as well. So that will be another reference that we can use for this effort in the not so distant future. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Appreciate that update. Any other questions or comments about the reports, those that are in progress and those that are available for use and evaluating? Okay. So really, I mean, this was really an orientation meeting to kind of get the group started. So Mo, why don't we talk a little bit before we take public comment on what the next steps for this committee will be? You mentioned interim reports, and tell us a little bit more about what they'll be doing in the upcoming months.
Yeah, I think in general, as you know, this group will meet as needed, but really, in general, what I expect through the upcoming months, we'll be probably focusing on reviewing, the interim reports of the research project that's ongoing. As I mentioned here, we have mainly three research projects. We're expecting the interim reports to come through March, April. So we'll make sure that you will have the interim report in advance of the meeting, and then we will have a meeting for you to provide your comments and feedback to the principal investigators on these research projects. The other thing at the same time we will have on the agenda for the upcoming meeting is the really potential research project that you feel that the commission should fund. We normally, when we get a specific, we're looking for topics of research, but at the same time, we look for a kind of a scope of work for the topic. So we look for the proponents of the specific research project to provide also more details about the scope of work. And we hope to, at that point we will mainly find an entity that who's willing to do the research, who will provide more detailed scope of work on the project. The other thing is that in terms of every year, if there is a hurricane, we do have normally ongoing research project with the University of Florida to collect damage assessment data. And those also, these reports will be really reviewed by this group. Normally, as you know, the hurricane season starts in June. So we hope we don't have any hurricane, but if there is one, I know you will be part of the review group for the research project. The other things is that at this point we are really in the tail end of the code change process for the 2020 Florida Building Code. As we move forward to start working on the 2003 Florida Building Code, I think based on the code changes submitted and all that, those things that are hurricane related, I'm sure they will be reviewed by the group here. Also, we have with this committee, we have really used the committee to address or provide recommendation to the commission on complex issues that's related to a specific topics that has to do with an issue that is structural in nature or what have you. So at this point there is none, but we did use the group before on a need base to look at specific issues that complex and need of feedback from the group. But we will keep you posted, and as any issues come up or and so on. Thank you.
All right. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Jeff, Jim Schock here.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I had mentioned this to Tom Campbell. We had talked a little bit. I was wondering if anything was done. The governor recently has appointed a resiliency office. And I think there's going to be some common ground that we should be working together with or on. I was wondering if Tom had a chance to look into that at all.
I did run that up the chain here. They said that they want us to go forward and to go forward with anything that we want to, and when there are the areas of omen of overlap, that is fine, and that we'll get together with the resilience folks when and if they want to talk to us about the research that we are doing.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Yep. Anybody else have any questions or comments on sort of next steps?
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, hey, it's Eric. Hey, when are you expecting the interim reports on these ongoing projects?
Okay, for the one that is really for the siding one, I think it's March 17. For the water intrusion, I think that one, because it really took longer time to really get it going, it will be April 15th. And the other one is really funded by the data enhancement is funded by BASF, Building a Safer Florida, Inc. And as it's become available, we'll, guys, make sure that you have opportunity to comment on it.
All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Is there any public comment? Okay, so in the short term, that sounds like, from as Mo articulated, making comments on the interim reports, specifically the first two, and then starting to prepare for providing recommendations for potential research projects for commission funding, which they typically do each August for the fiscal year 2020-2021. So those are the two things in the short term, right, Mo?
Yes.
As things come up, they'll be added. That's the plan for now. And again, this was really designed to kind of get everybody organized and together. Does anybody else have any additional comments? All right, I'm going to conduct a closing roll call then. Joe Belcher?
Here.
Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Eric Stafford for Ann Cope? Mark Mickelson?
Here.
Craig Perino? All right, John Plisich? Angela Shadle?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer, Brad?
Still on.
Jeffrey Schnellman?
Here.
Commissioner Schock, Jim?
Here.
Vince Seha?
Present.
And Commissioner Swope, Brian?
Here.
All right, we have all the same members that we had during the meeting, and only one member missing. Commissioner Schock, you want to adjourn us?
Okay, there's no further comment. I think we can stand adjourned. I appreciate everybody calling in and participating. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Are we off the air?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Sorry.
No, just stop right below.